This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've all heard reduce, reuse, recycle, and many of us are doing all those things. I have one more at this time of year, repot. Now's a good time to repot those houseplants whose roots are starting to come out of the drain holes at the bottom of your pot or have wrapped themselves around the inside of the pot so many times they've practically formed their own pot. In other words, if you can pull the plant out of its pot and it stands alone just fine, no soil spillage, then it's seriously time to give it a bigger home. Now, don't go overboard and give it a mansion when it's coming from a starter home. The best advice is to go up just one size. That means a pot that's only 1 or 2 inches larger. For a little less mess, use a coffee filter or newspaper to cover the drain holes of the new pot. Water still drains, but the soil stays. Water your plant thoroughly several hours before repotting. Tap smaller pots on a table and slide the plant out. You may need to run a knife around the inside of larger pots and lay them on their side, then slide the plant out. Unwind and remove excessive circling roots and any sign of rotting roots. Those circled roots offer no benefit to your plant. They're really strangling it, cutting off water and nutrients, so you don't have to feel guilty for doing a little surgery on them. Fill your new pot with just enough soil to center your plant at the same depth it was planted in. Fill in around the roots. Tamp the soil lightly while you work. Water well and keep it out of direct sunlight for a few days while your plant gets used to its new digs. I can almost hear those roots stretching out with a big contented ah. Be sure to check out my website, gardenbite.com, for more information and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.